In the studio today is Dr. Amanda Kelly. She is the president and CEO of Firefly Autism. Firefly Autism is changing the landscape of behavioral and mental health. Working with individuals from 18 months to over 70 years of age, they are one of the few places in Colorado where everyone, including adults, are not only welcome but also receiving support. Ascent-based practices continuing to gain and seeking approval during all interactions to ensure the utmost safety, care, and respect of all individuals. Dr. Kelly, it is joyous to be in your presence. Thank you for joining me for KUVO Community Connection.
Thank you so much, Tree, for having me. I'm so delighted to be sitting with you again.
Well, it's National Autism Acceptance Month, obviously, and we are bringing not only awareness but acceptance to the world. Now, the numbers continue to increase. Have you seen the latest numbers?
In terms of the statistics, yes. So the latest CDC statistics, which are still from a few years ago, is 1 in 36 individuals now being diagnosed annually in the United States. And that is up from 1 in 44, which is previous, and then 1 in 56 is previous. And as we know, it keeps increasing. And if I'm honest, I actually think that that statistic is still a little bit low. I think the numbers are higher than that. We have a wonderful diagnostics program at Firefly, and what we have seen is we've seen a huge increase in the number of females in their late teens and early 20s who are being diagnosed on the spectrum, and a lot more adults. And the thing I should point out about that 1 in 36 people with autism statistic from the CDC is that that is based on 8-year-olds. So if people are diagnosed after the age of 8, they are not included in that statistic. So basically kind of already know that that statistic is actually higher than what it seems.
How long have you been with Firefly Autism?
11 years, which is wild. So I moved from Ireland to Colorado for a job at Firefly. So my America story is literally landing in the United States, going to Colorado and pulling up outside Firefly Autism and thinking, this building is tiny, this can't be right. But we have since moved to a much bigger building. But yeah, 11 years, and I've been the CEO for the last 2.5 years, which has been just such an honor.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you offer many services for anyone on the autism spectrum.
Yes, you know, people say, tell me what you do at Firefly. And my response is, how long have you got? Because it's a lot. So, yeah, we have everywhere from even pre-autism, right? So our diagnostic services actually diagnoses for everything, not just autism, any kind of learning differences or, anything else that individuals might be seeking help for. And then all the way from early intervention through to school age programs, home and community based services, and then all the way into adult groups, social support groups, and things like that. And then one lesser known thing about Firefly is we also do a lot of community training. A good example is we've got a training contract with Denver International Airport. I don't think they'd mind me saying that. You know, out at DIA, they're doing an amazing job in their Center of Equity and Excellence in terms of inclusivity. So we do some training for them on autism acceptance and other pieces. And then the last piece is that we work with the Chickasaw Nation in Oklahoma. So we are one of the primary providers of behavioral health services and training for the Chickasaw Nation. And that one's special to me because my husband and my husband's family are part Chickasaw. So it feels pretty special to be able to do that.
Well, that's wonderful that you're reaching out into the community and doing all these wonderful things. And DIA, one of the largest airports. Mm-hmm. Wow.
They
that
do a great
huge.
Job. I have to give such props to that team over there, and I'll say Nicole Jones specifically, they do a wonderful job.
Excellent. Well, let me ask you this. It's about that time of year, isn't it? Time to laugh yourself blue again. Okay, so tell us about the Laugh Yourself Blue. It's a big gala, right?
It is, yes. And I'm delighted that you'll be coming, Tree.
Yes.
Yes, it's our biggest fundraising gala of the year. It's on April 25th at Sewell Ballroom at the DCPA. We're expecting upwards of 600 to 700 guests this year. I know. We're 2 weeks out, so my stress levels are actually going down, which is great because everything's basically done. But this is a crucial fundraiser for us at Firefly. A lot of our programs are either pro bono services, like we do scholarships one time every month for a family for for diagnostic services. Lots of our adult groups are, you know, covered entirely by us. So we are also a very intensive program in that we give a ton of support for any of the learners in our program. So it's really, really important for us to continue to be able to fundraise to do the things that we need to do and to be able to support our community. And as I mentioned, this is one of our biggest fundraising galas of the year. So if anybody wants to support, they absolutely can. People can find all the information on our website.
And the website is?
www.fireflyautism.org.
Very good. Thank you so much. I look forward to the big gala. Laugh yourself blue. That's a good laugh there.
Yes.
Laugh yourself blue.
We also have Matt Eisman, who is of Ninja Warrior fame. He is our comedian. So we're very excited for that as well. And you will be laughing a lot, I'm sure.
Well, I look forward to much laughter on that evening. I certainly do. Dr. Kelly, thank you so much for coming down and being part of the KUVO Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.
Thank you so much, Tree.